What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. What a worthy God we serve. Every day he is. What a worthy God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a worthy God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Every day he is, what a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Won't you praise him this morning? What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We give God the praise and glory. We thank him for bringing us safely into another week. And what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. 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 Our God is awesome. He can move mountains, hide me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Our God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome, our God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, He is awesome. Our God is awesome. Do you believe that this morning? He's awesome. Won't you tell him he's awesome? Awesome. He's awesome. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Hallelujah. Host, take it away.
Morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Our God is awesome. Thank you so much. So appreciate, you know, what you do. Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning, and I'm so glad I'm here in the land of the living. We want to thank you, Minister Wood, for greeting us this morning with such Jesus joy. We thank you so much. We appreciate you. And Minister Tiffany, we appreciate you and all that you do. God is awesome. He's an awesome God. So we also appreciate you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, in the sunny Bronx of New York this morning. I am so glad to be a host this morning. Let me just share a little bit about this awesome journey we are on. I am saying we are excited this morning. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Cola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon, started us on the journey. And they set up a scripture for us, Psalms 88 and 13, but to you I cry out to the Lord in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we are on a mission. We have a mission statement to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as we begin this day. We have a website that you can visit 24/7. Anything get heavy on your heart, you need a prayer, you can go to this website, themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net, and all the messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our awesome speakers. We feel free to share this information page with everyone. Don't be shy. The theme for this 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience, in all that instructs us to do. Or with immediate obedience, we will be continuous to experience restoration, divine protection, created miracles. Ooh, I like to say miracles, especially to break through. Amen. So we were just a beautiful today of our thing for 2022. If you've been led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry. As the greeters, as Minister Willa, as a songer, as Minister Tiffany, as a host, as yours truly, or share a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. And our president, Minister Brennan, will contact you. But on Friday, we take prayer requests on the second half of the call, so you can stay on and keep your prayer requests live. So that's beautiful. Phenomenal company. We have a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now called Artists Life, a great product to help the world become healthy. And I always like to say that you can become wealthy if you share it. The morning motivation call, which call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful products. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that PIN access code is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. There is a bypass number, so you will not be charged if you have T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Inspirational Monday. Our host is going to be Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. And we will ask everyone to join us. Today is, we announced, happy, I want to say happy Women's Month. We're still in Women's Month. And we're also in the Lent season. So we just want your guys to just have a quarterly. And please, whoever's artist, entrepreneur, please keep in mind your back office. We're coming to the end of the month, so we want to be mindful. And anybody going to Cancun certainly will be joining us. And so you guys want to keep yourself just have a quarterly. Well, right now I'm going to stop because we have a speaker that needs no introduction, but I'm going to give you a little bit about her. And I am the lady she's going to be talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Her name is speaker this morning is Prophet Kai Brown, born in the New York City, currently resides in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai is she's called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister. God led her to a seminary where she received a Master of Art Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans you have for me. Oh, yes, God, we know this. And she's also my prayer partner. And she has a son. Well, we have a son. He's called Christopher. He is, she loves him dearly. So we also love him. We so appreciate him. All that he does. He's really growing up to be, well, we saw he was a child. Now he's in adult state. So we're so glad to, he's part of us. Well, let me just stop right now, and I'm going to bring her in front and center. After I do a prayer, and the next voice you will hear will be Prophet Kai. Let us pray. Dear Father, you are the Prince of Peace, the great I Am. You are my helper and my redeemer. We need you today, Lord. We need your help like never before. We are weak and frail and tired, giving us the strength to get through this day. I desire to work as it. I am doing all for the glory of you. Hallelujah. This morning, Lord, we thank you for the speaker about to download a word in the telecommunication center. Thank you for giving her the peace and the rest to bring the message. Lord, we thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetzel. We appreciate those ladies for 11 years ago bringing us to this time. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise your name. We give you all the glory. Lord, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Prophet Kai, over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, we honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts. Their yes is why we can be here. But we give all glory, all honor, all praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Daddy God and the Holy Spirit. And we thank you all for joining us here today on the Master's Call. We are going to jump right into the Word this morning. We are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. And as I've been studying and preparing for this Word and reflecting on all the lessons God has for us in this Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment series, and the many subtopics that he's already given us and that are still to come, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you've got to put some organization to this series. And all I could do was stop and laugh. All I could do was stop and laugh. And so Brenda, stop laughing at me. I see you right now laughing at me. So stop laughing and shaking your head. And for any of you who know me, you all know that I'm a planner and an organizer. And when things are not planned and organized, it drives me crazy. But here lately, God has had me in a situation where he gives me a lot of what I'm doing right in the moment, where the Holy Ghost gives it to me hot off the press. And so he's been stretching me in that area where a lot of what I'm doing is trusting him in the moment, trusting him for the scriptures right then and right now in that moment. So there hasn't been a lot of organization time. There hasn't been a lot of prep time, which is something that, you know, is my comfort zone when scriptures and I can write them out and I can study them and I can just dig into them and I can, you know, go to some more scriptures to look for them. See, that's my comfort zone. And so God has had me in a season where I've had to trust him for the right now, in the right now. And so when the Holy Spirit said, hold up, we're going to need some prep time, I had to laugh because I was like, really, Lord? You're telling me I have to prep for something when that is not what you've been allowing me to do, okay. But he said, no, 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 we need some prep time because my people need this thing in a specific order, and I really need you to press this home, understanding the assignment in a specific order. See, because they need to understand the assignment in a specific order. See, because if they get the assignment out of order, then they're going to be running to and fro in the wrong thing. See, because if they're understanding the assignment out of order, then they can't go about it the way I need them to go about it. And I said, oh, okay, Daddy God, so you need to, them to understand the assignment, but the assignment has to come in an order that makes sense. I got it. So you're going to allow me to fall back into my comfort zone for a little while. Okay, I'm good with that. And so I just had to shake my head and laugh and just say, okay, so Daddy, how are we going to do this? He said, so today's topic in your series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment, your topic for today is relationship with God. Understanding the assignment, relationship with God. He said, see, because my people can't go about doing things the right way if they're not even in relationship with me. So we got to pull back, you know, confession and prayer was good the last time you went with them, but if they're not in relationship with me, then they can't go about being, you know, confessing and praying because they're not even in relationship. He's like, so let's pull this thing back and let's get it in order first. So understanding the assignment, relationship with God. So today's topic, we're going to talk about Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. So we're going to start with scripture today. And our first scripture reference is going to come from, excuse me, Romans 5 and 8. But Christ proves God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost among the ungodly. And that is the Passion Translation. And y'all know how I feel about the Passion Translation. But let's give it to you in, excuse me, also in the ESV. But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, that's relationship. See, that's God understanding who and what we were and saying, okay, I've got to restore them to relationship before I can do anything. So while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, God knew before my people can understand and have right relationship with me, I've got to do something to restore that relationship. So John 3:16 is another relationship scripture. For God so loved the world, he so loved us, that he gave his only son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. See, he understood that before they can be restored to me, I've got to do some things. I've got to fix what they have broken, what Adam and Eve broke, I've got to restore. So he so loved us. He understood, I've got to get this thing in order. See, before they can really count it all joy, understanding the assignment is relationship with me, I've got to do some things first. So he so loved us,
that he gave his son so that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but would have eternal life. John 3:16, Romans 5 and 8, but God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I'm going to do some things for them so that they could be restored to right relationship. And then I'm going to do one more thing. Revelations 3 and 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. So he's going to stand here and knock. He's going to wait for us to open the door. He's going to wait for us to allow him in. He's going to wait for us to open the door, to sit down and eat with us, to build that relationship. See, he's not leaving it to chance. He's coming to us. He's giving us the opportunity to build that relationship. He's not waiting for us to come to him. He has those people, Big Mama, Grandmama, Gigi, praying for us. He's got the laborers in the field doing the work to get us to hear him knocking at the door. He's not leaving it in our hands to do the work. He's got the laborers in the field tilling the soil, getting us ready. He's doing all the work in setting up the relationship. He's not leaving it to us. All we have to do is answer the door, answer the knock, respond to him. See, he did all the work to prepare the relationship. He sent Jesus to the cross. He gave up his only begotten son. He's just asking us to make the choice. Answer the knock. He didn't make the work hard for us to prepare for the relationship. He didn't make us do the prep work. He's simply giving us the choice. He did all the work. He's done all the work. He wants us to be in relationship with him. All he's asking us to do is to understand the assignment, and the assignment is relationship with him. He's giving us the choice. We have to choose the relationship. We have to make a choice. And that choice is relationship with God or not. Answer the knock or not. Allow him to sit and feast with us. Feast. He said feast. The Passion Translation says feast. Behold, I am standing at the door knocking. If your heart is open to hear my voice and you open the door within, I will come into you and feast with you, and you will feast with me. Are you open? Will you open the door so that you can feast with God? Will you allow him into your heart? Will you hear his voice? Will you choose him today? See, he's given you the choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all of this. Ephesians 3 and 20. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Your most unbelievable dreams and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. It's up to you. You get to choose. He's given us that choice. All he desires is that relationship. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. See, that is the foundation of all things with him, is relationship. But will you open up to the knock? Will you hear his voice and open the door within? Will you allow him to come in? Will you give him that place to sit down and eat with him and build that relationship? Will you allow him to be the John 14:16, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Will you give Jesus that place? Will you choose him? Will you build that relationship? Will you acknowledge that while we were yet sinners, that he died for us? Will you acknowledge that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. Will you build that relationship? See, we've got to get back to that foundation and work on the relationship. We've got to do the James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near unto us. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded men. See, it's time we begin to focus on understanding the assignment, and the assignment is relationship. See, we've got to stop seeking after the things and seek the relationship. See, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and then all the things will be added. We are so focused on the things and not the relationship that is required. See, the assignment is the relationship. When you have the relationship in its proper place, God will take care of the rest. Think about what you did when you were building the relationship you are in with your husband or your wife. Think about the time you poured into that. Does God not deserve that same amount of time, if not more? Think about the hours you used to spend getting ready for a date. Does God not deserve that same amount of time, if not more? Single ladies, the time you spend primping and prepping in the mirror, getting ready to go out with a man, does God not deserve that amount of time, if not more? He deserves our very best. He deserves us spending time combing through the Bible, pulling through scriptures, spending time in prayer with him. Count it all joy, see, because when we're in that relationship with him, when we're combing through his word and understanding it and gaining from it and praying and seeking his will for our lives, for our daily lives, for those moment-by-moment things, see, because those things matter to him too. See, when we're understanding the assignment and that assignment is relationship with him, then he understands we value him far above rubies and gold and diamonds. See, when he sees us seeking that time with him, see, because our time is the most precious thing that we have, and when he sees that we are spending that in and on and with him, he understands that we value all that he is. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. When I come back before you, we will continue to walk through understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Yes, yes, that is such an awesome, thank you so much, Prophet Kai. Oh, the relationship with God, count it all joy. Oh, I'm not going to go, I'm just taking notes. Thank you so much. That was amazing. That was so exciting. I'm telling you, I'm so glad to hear that this morning. I'm counting it all joy. Let me just share with you. After we come back, will you please close us out in a benediction, please? After a few announcements, I'm just excited this morning. Good morning again. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request this morning. Almighty God, we thank you for being so merciful to us. We count it all joy. Lord, we are alive and free because of your mercy and living kindness. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for this own kind message. We thank you this morning. We got to understand the relationship with God. Not being too busy, Lord, we thank you this morning. I can't thank you enough for this word this morning. Hallelujah. Whose heart did it touch? We must share this word. We thank you for blessing Prophet Kai for bringing us this message. Lord, we ask you to bless her over and over again with abundance of blessings that she will have enough of room to hold on to. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wutherford, for keeping us focused and unity for this time in our lives. 11 years and 5 months we'll be on this journey. We thank you this morning. We thank you for everything they have done, Lord. We can't thank you enough. We thank you for everyone that joined us this morning. We appreciate it. And you thought it was not Robbie to be with us this morning. We lift up every Diaz de Leon family this morning for sharing honest life and brought us all together in this company. We thank you for the workers that keep our products in our home. Or we pray for anyone in the hospital, nursing home, hospitals. Lord, we touch their body like never before. We touch them, Lord, this morning. We pray for them this morning. We help everyone that's in the sign of, but we pray for the individuals in Ukraine, Lord. I look at that, I don't know what to say. I just, God, you know everything before we, Lord, we pray for them, Lord. Lord, we lift up every bereaved family this morning, Lord. We pray for Brother Jimmy, Lord, and what he went on to be with the Lord yesterday, Lord. Pray for the family, get strengthened them like never before. Lord, we love you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I just want to shortly say that, you know, this morning we just have a lot going on. We just have to pray. Oh, God, let us, I'm going to give you the playback number so this powerful message. Please go out and share with everyone that you come in contact with. Put on social media. The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. as I share with you, this is Motivation Monday. Dr. Vanessa Wilson will be our host this morning. And that number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Mr. Willa, for greeting us this morning, and thank you, Mr. Tiffany, for the song this morning. We so appreciate you this morning. And, Lord, thank you, Prophet Cap, for that on-time message. Again, that's a powerful message that touches my heart this morning. We thank you so much. Would you please call us out in a benediction, please?
And again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy as you always do. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you yet again for allowing us to come into your presence. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we want to continue to magnify your name and glorify your name. Father, we want to continue to just walk in right relationship with you. Father, be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Guide us and lead us in your namesake, Father, so that we do all that you've called us to do, Father, and walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, Lord. We love you, we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.